What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yeah, what it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. I don't bring people back on No Filter more than once, more than twice, more than three times. I don't even interview people more than twice. Once I interview you, that's pretty much done, unless you got a follow-up album, unless you got something else that you're doing. I might bring you back, but you rarely see me interview people once or twice. But this man on the line, I probably interviewed like five times because I like him. He's a cool dude. Good dude. Can't say nothing bad about him. I got Shabazz Disciple on the line right now. What's going on, bro?
Shalawam, man. What up, Doggy? Like every time, man. Man, yeah. Thanks for letting me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Share the platform with you, brother.
Yeah, I want
to... Can't say nothing bad about it, man.
I got to... I want to do something in... Say something about your persona, your character, your aura. When did I meet you? Was it 2008?
Yeah, I think it was about 08. When I met you, mm-hmm. we was doing an interview, Dog and Juice, with Ayatollah. You came to Red Hook. We was in a studio by the train station, Smith and Knight Street.
Facts.
And then we did the interview outside under the train station on 2nd Ave, like right behind Pat Mall.
Yes.
Like Smith and Knight Street train station. Word.
So what I want to say to the people was that reason why I've stayed in contact with you for all these years and corresponded with you and had you on my platform a few times, because since I've known you, so we say 08, so to the people, that's 12 years ago. Since I've known you for 12 years, I can't say one bad thing about you. You've never rubbed me the wrong way. You never did anything that was unloyal, disloyal, shaky, sideways to me. Anytime that I've called you for anything, you kind of made it happen for me on the spot. You was like, oh, I make that call right now. So,
So
for me, that's one of the reasons why I still correspond with you, you know, just on the record, off the record, and, you know, via social media, and just, you know, shoot you a text and vice versa every now and again. So some people wonder why I don't have a close relationship with some people that I used to have or they think I should have. This is why I have a relationship with this man on the phone, because he's always been more than stand up with me. So it's just like, I'm not used to that. I'm used to people using and abusing, and then when you ain't useful, you're useless. That you don't hear from them no more. And this man has never called me and asked me for nothing, you know, but even just ask, do I need anything, or, you know. So I just really, really wanted to speak up for the guy that I know and you know, just give the people some insight on you as a man, you know. And you've always been, you know, stand up with me, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's very, right, very important, because I don't mess with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, right, there's a lot of dudes.
And I respect I respect you 144%, because you know me.
Yeah.
Mono be mono. Yeah. And everybody around, I'm on 5 passports. I've been around the whole planet a couple of times, right? Mm-hmm. I meet millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up with Baz? Yo, he helped me. Yo, I remember he did. Yo, it's nothing but help, looking out, made that happen, plugged that in, did this, did that. The manager of Bone Thugs and Harmony, her name is Miss Marie, mm-hmm, right? They from San Diego. Her husband, Mr. Mike, right? When we was out there in L.A. in like 2011, boom, I got invited to the Bone Thugs studio with Crazy Bone is my man.
Wow.
So we in the studio, and I meet Miss Marie, they manager. Oh, how you doing? She's like, you know what's crazy? She said, my husband knows you. Wow. He loves you. I said, who's your husband? She said, Mike. I said, hold up. Mike? That's your husband? I knew who she was talking about from the group in San Diego. Now, how I met Mike, we had a Gravediggers show. We was in San Francisco. Then we got on the bridge and went to Oakland, right over the bridge, right there. Bomb. So we doing the show, and these little kids, these younger group, they couldn't get on. The promoter, like, dissed them. Like, they couldn't, they didn't have no time. They didn't have no more time for that group. They had to have the Gravediggers on right now. So, you know me. I'm like, yo, I'll take off one of my songs and let them get 5 minutes out of my time. Mm. Yo, they got on, killed it. They had a radio station. I met him again. He remembered me, beat me up on the radio show, and then I met his wife, and they managing this Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Wow.
You see? Good follow good. My Uncle Ross always said, I was a kid for all my life, Bosh, good follow good. So the people who really know me, that's all they can say is good, man. Like, I just try to do good, man. I love helping, you know what I'm saying? And that's it. That's what I do. And for you to say it from just your experience, mano y mano, and not get twisted by other people's personas and, you know, their ways of describing Baz when they know exactly what you just said. That's the Baz, is one Baz, man. One face.
Yo,
one Baz, man.
But I could say, like,
I'm like the one you're gonna ask for it now. Like,
I could say,
you know what I mean? Like,
I could say, like, you know, it's times where, you know, I had tried to get you to get me in contact with somebody, and you, like, literally didn't say, I get back to you next week, I hit you tomorrow. Like, you.
Nah, man, I'm calling him right now, man.
Right now.
I'm getting that. Let's go. I'll set that up right now.
Facts.
Right now.
Yep.
On the spot.
Yep.
That's how I do, man. When I'm about building, you know what I'm saying? Helping brothers, because I'm not used to that. I didn't see, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing when in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So I was tired of carrying caskets. I'm tired of fucking burying, excuse my language. Yeah, I'm tired, man. Like, you get tired. I'm young, but I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired every week, two funerals, carrying caskets, tears on my suit. I'm tired. So I was like, you know what? I want another way out for us, man. I got to do something else. This ain't it. Like, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, like, it was a trap and all of that, how they put it there and step back. I didn't know all that much knowledge yet. But I knew something wasn't right because it was leaving a lot of horror behind. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I rhyme, I don't glorify it. I horrify it. You understand? So I'm like, damn, I'm trying to bury in my brothers. I'm trying to lose in everybody. This ain't the way out. I see this ain't the right way. So I'm trying to find another way out. And I told Klein and all of them, I'm like, yo, I wanted a better way out for us, man. So I'm doing demos. I started making demos with my man, my man Snuff. You know what I'm saying? We started making demo tapes. Boom. So I used to always go to Klein because he was the most famous dude at the time. Everybody knew him. He used to have Biz Markie, all the biggest on my block. So I was like, he know all of those dudes I need to meet to help me get to the next level with the music. But that wasn't his thing. Like he explained in the other interview with you. So he brought me to the radio. First of all, he believed in me. And then he took me to the radio. He had confidence in me. He took me to the radio. And that's what sparked it right there. That's when I knew I could do it. And I had something. I was on to something. So I kept building on it. To this day, I'm still building on it. But I'm saying, at that time, I was building on it, and I was on a mission to get it to the level where I could get all of them niggas to change their mind about what they was doing. Because I was tired of losing everybody. So I was trying to help. That's it. That's all I know how to do, man. It's just help.
So, within your help, right now, you know, it's an elephant in the room, and it's something out there that I don't see you address, but it's a real bad stain on your name. That every time your name is brought up in a situation, it's always something negative, like you caused somebody's ailment and somebody's sickness.
So I want
to give you the floor because, you know, why have you never spoken up for yourself? Why have you just stayed quiet?
Silence is golden, number one. When they brought Jesus, y'all call him Jesus, when they brought him in the courtroom and they accused him of all of these things, what did he do? When he knew he was innocent, what he did? He remained silent, man. He remained silent. You know why? Because I'm a strong, faithful man, and I know my Heavenly Father's going to bring the light on all of that. Because if I respond and I go get all into that, listen, first of all, we got too many things on this earth to worry about. I'm not being selfish and just thinking about myself. I'm trying. You go on my Facebook page. You don't see me slandering and going at him. I just try to edify y'all and bring him up. I just try to help seal the elect. Because right now, all these problems we're facing, I know the answers. They all in the scriptures. That's why I just keep hitting y'all with the scriptures, scriptures, scriptures. Because I'm trying to give y'all comfort and understanding of what's going on and why. I got bigger things to worry about than my own problems. What if so-called Jesus was selfish, right? Fuck them niggas. I ain't getting on that cross. Fuck them niggas. I ain't getting on the cross for them. What will we have a chance right now? The elect he got on the cross for? Will we have a chance right now? Think about what I'm saying. He wasn't selfish. It wasn't just about him individually. Me, I. I was never like that. The reason why I never responded, because I was given razor time to heal. That is not my dude. I don't know who this guy is. This new dude. I don't know him. You understand? The last time that I was with my brother, my little brother, who I always wanted the best for, you know what I'm saying? And I made sure, I told him, if I get in, I got y'all. I got you. And I did everything I said I was going to do. I'm a man of my word, and you know that. You just confirmed that in the top of the conversation. That I'm a, if I say I'm going to call somebody, I'm on it right now. Like, not no tomorrow. I'm going to do it right now. So when I'm at RZA, when Freestyle, my cousin, my story don't change. Just Google me, man. My story never changes. Freestyle from the Arsonist, my cousin, who was down with Flipper, the dancer. The translator crew was his other group he was managing, which you know as the Fugees. Freestyle was going to be the fourth member of the Fugees, but I wasn't there, so I don't know how that went out, how that didn't happen. But Flipper was shopping him at some producers' houses that he knew to get his demos, you know, get his demo game up. One of the houses he went to in Staten Island was Prince Joaquin. He played his songs. He had a demo, a reggae demo. Rich was like, nah, I don't really know what to do with reggae. She's like, I got somebody you're going to love. He put my tape in. He said, Beck, Ray, all of them came out the road. Yo, who that? Yo, who that? Yo, the guy is, yo, who's that? And Rich was like, yo, you're not your cousin. He's like, yo, you won't. He said to my cousin, would you get mad if I put your cousin out first? You know what Freestyle said? No, because he's going to take me everywhere he go anyway. Think about what I just said. First of all, his loyalty is on Pluto for even playing my demo, because I don't know nobody else in my crew, Mad Mob at the time, who would have played my demo after RZA turned them down. Because it ain't nobody as honest and loyal as him. I see that now. But you know what? I did what I did. All I wanted was the best and help. So, if it wasn't good enough, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing about that. But I'm going to tell you this. I will tell you this. I heard a couple of things that I have to clean up real quick.
Go ahead.
One thing that he said, Razor said, Hellraiser said, I caused his aneurysm because he was at work and he got a phone call from somebody that's just in the studio with Grave Diggers right now, and he dropped. Now, let's rewind the movie, okay? April 4th, Sunday, Easter Sunday, we finished the Dark Angels second album. We started crying. When we finished, I brought the red wine, I brought the bitter herbs, and I brought the unleavened bread to the studio that night. Because it was a beautiful honor for me to kick Easter Sunday in the ass from what it did to me as a kid on the F train. Y'all know that story. So it's finally the first time in my life, and I got goosebumps right now, that I told Razor this. It's the first time I can ever do something positive to erase that negative stain that I carry all of my life with Easter Sunday. Finally, I'm doing something beautiful, finishing the album with my brother and doing what I said I wanted to do for Red Hook from the beginning. When we met RZA, we didn't get to continue our Red Hook stuff. So that's where you get Dark Angels. That's why I was willing to do that. Because we was just getting back to finish what we started from Rero. That's it. Okay? So now, when we finish My Other Wing, I just need y'all to listen to that song. Go listen to Other Wing. Remember, when Razor started slandering me on Twitter in the beginning, I didn't know he was doing all of that. Niggas was calling me, telling me. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I wasn't expecting that. I was just worried about my man being alive. Like I told RZA after I left the hospital. So, I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking. We finished the song. Razor finished his verse. He starts crying. I start crying. We crying like somebody died. We didn't understand why we was crying. It was the most spiritual moment in my hip-hop career. In my career. We standing there crying. Leek Lover was there. He came in the room looking at the kids crying. We just started crying. I don't know why. The next day, because that same day, RZA called me. He called me for 2 weeks. I said, yo, RZA, you could just ask RZA. Anybody want to know anything? Ask RZA. If I'm lying, ask RZA. That's what you got to do. I told RZA, hold up, me and RZA got 2 more sessions. I don't want to just abandon Thug Angels and jump into Grave Diggers. Hold tight. He's like, nah, no doubt. I'm out here now. I'm doing the film festival. I'm going to go to Philly. I'll be back. He said, let me know. I said, yeah, tonight is the last session. The week before that, I said, we got 1 more next week. Then I'm good. He said, yeah, all right, cool. I'm going to do the film festival next week, and then I'll be back at the crib in the mansion in Jersey on Monday night. So hit me up when you're done. That was that. Razor knew. I said, damn, I ain't seen RZA in 15 years. Damn. I got to go fill this out, see if this Grave Diggers thing is going to work still. You know, we on the same page. I told him, I said, yo, let me just fill it out. I'll get you on the album later, but I'm going to big up Thug Angels on the album. Now let me fast forward. We finished the song. We start crying. The next day, Razor calls me on the three-way at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, with Timbo on the phone. Call Timbo. Ask Timbo. Yo, Baz, Timbo want to go with you. He want to ride with you to RZA crib. He want to ride with you tomorrow. I was like, all right, bet. So give me into, let me get, yo, Timbo, let me, but before we could get the number exchange, Razor's phone died. Now, mind you, it's 1:15 in the morning. Razor lives in Pennsylvania. He had to get on a 5 o'clock bus to come all the way to Manhattan to go to work. Hmm. So I was like, let me just leave him alone. I ain't going to call him back and keep blowing the phone up. He died. Fuck it. I'll get him in the morning. Because I had my two children from Connecticut, I had them with me. I was bringing them home that next day. So when I was calling Razor that next day, I'm like, yo, trying to get in touch with him to get Timbo's number so I could see where Timbo's going to be at when I'm on my way back from Connecticut. I could go either the Brooklyn route or I could go the Manhattan route if he's in Times Square bubbling his CDs. That's all I was trying to call for. 4:30 in the afternoon, his brother Trey Brad picks up the phone finally and was telling me he was in a coma. He don't know if he's going to make it. Me and my kids collapsed and started crying right there. He was like, Daddy, your other wing, you Hellraiser. Come on, man. I was done, bro. Nobody never gave me a moment to mourn losing my brother, my little brother. I used to drop jewels on him every day. Him, Marlon, and Seventh had them meet me in Coffee Park. You know what I'm saying? I'm the older nigga. I'm building with them. Trying to get their mind right. I'm from this right up shit. Don't get caught up in the shit that you see your niggas doing. All this shootout shit and all this drug shit. I've been a brother ever since, man. I told him what I was going to do. I did it. I brought him the RZA. I got him on 5 Archangels. 15, 16 years old, bro. Me and Killer Priest was on Diary. Every label in the world wanted to sign me. And everybody. Madonna, Sire, Warner Brothers, all of them wanted me. Ask Chris Paul. He told me. Everybody wanted me. You understand? So, I walked away from a lot of shit. I just walked away because I seen how the business wasn't, it just wasn't resonating with my spirit. The business didn't go right with me and RZA. So I left. But before I left, me and Killer Priest was in the studio and Atlantic Records had funded it. And we was doing the Disciples of Armageddon, DOA. That was our project. Me and him was a group. Homeless Planet. Listen to that song. That's me and Priest. When you go back and listen to them songs that was bootleg and called the First and Second Testament and all this other shit, those was DOA songs. That was me and Killer Priest album introducing the Prodigal and Razor. They only own two songs. But somebody switched the names around and made it look like it was Sons of Man song. No, it wasn't. That was me and Killer Priest project. But we both left. I left first. Yo, when I went in, when Kev played my demo for Martin Moore, Martin said, bring him up to the label. He said, he was going to start a label. So Kev brought me up to 28th Street near Firehouse. I'm like, oh, shit. This shit is right in the same block. Right here, we always at. We go upstairs, near Levine. He has some company where all the labels send him the records. They all mail him records, and he mail it out to all the DJs. He was like a record pool company, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it. But he used to always work for all the labels. He was like, yo, I got Tommy Boy ready to give me a distribution deal. I don't have a name of a label. I definitely want to sign you. I went up there. I freestyled in the office, got the deal. But I told him, no, I need two deals. I got a group, Sons of Man. I still didn't abandon the crew. But you know what? They said, no, we ain't going nowhere. I heard about that meeting. It's cool. I wasn't mad. I didn't fucking catch that aneurysm. I just wanted my niggas off the block, not in that situation that we survived, because they was little coming up. I didn't want them to go through the same thing. That was it. So now, when it came back around, if I did something wrong, right? Mm-hmm. If I did something wrong, and you hate my guts this much, right? Why when they press play, I'm the first one talking in your movie, man? Why you came back to me, man, so we could do a group, man? Why? I wouldn't even want to be around you no more, bro. Razor, you already know, man. You know I ain't do nothing wrong, bro. I know what I did wrong, though. And it's a scripture that told me what I did. And when I found out that scripture, I was like, oh, that's what I get. It said, give not to an ungodly man. Hope not a sinner, man. Because you're going to get back twice as wicked as you gave them good. So that's the problem. That's what I did wrong.
So basically, I watched the documentary. It was a good documentary.
I didn't even want to see it, Dougie. I'm gonna be honest with you. Everybody was calling me. They wasn't feeling. They're like, yo, what is this? Nobody. I'm talking to people overseas who know me. I sat at their table. Their mothers fed me. They're like, yo, this is not the bad that I know. I don't understand this. They're telling me like, yo, how? You meet all these people around the world, and the only ones that got something negative to say about you are the ones you helped that grew up with you. I don't understand y'all people, not y'all people in a racist way, but I don't understand when people do that. It always comes from America. Like, why are y'all people like that? The people, your people like that.
What's the last?
I ain't even talking about either of us. I'm talking about like Africans and Nigerians and them. They're like, yo, why the brothers out there is like that to each other, man?
Let me ask you something. What's the last conversation that you had with Razor?
The last conversation I had with Razor, I had Preem call him 2012, right? Mm-hmm. I just came from L.A. I was breaking my neck with the felony fight situation, which I already told him. When I was in Florida, I was talking to him. As soon as he got out the coma, we was in touch, bro. I was in Florida when he got out. We was in touch. Even my man Murdoch, my partner, spoke to him. But then he says, oh, I ain't speak to Bad since I dropped, since the studio session. But they was like, yo, I even spoke to him. Yo. I was like, yo, just chill, baby, because he ain't in his right mind. I don't know. But I didn't realize that he was in his right mind. He knows what he's doing, and it's sad. You know what I'm saying? I expected more wisdom and intelligence from Razor. That's not the Razor that I knew, bro. I don't know this new guy, bro. I don't know him. That's why I don't really respond. I got nothing to say to him, man. Because you know what? If I try to destroy him, for what? He's the most high. I'm not the most high. You know what I'm saying? I can't give out aneurysms and all that. I'm not the most high. The most high, you did something that the most high didn't agree with. And I already knew your condition was AVM, arterial venous malformation. Okay? I spoke to the doctor. Okay? That's when you're 15 to 45 days old in your mother's womb, your veins and arteries in your head start tying up in a knot, right? And then She said, after when you're 20 to 14, I mean 20 to 40, 14, 20 to 40, when they stop, when they rupture, you have a chance to survive it between the age of 20 and 40. When you're 50, you ain't gonna survive it. Okay? His father, she said, he said it passes through the three generations, every third generation of the males. So you got his father, and you got his two big brothers and him. It passes to the third male. Mm. Okay? And I read every article I can. Me and my wives at that time, we read every article I could find. How to heal and prevent that second aneurysm, because they said that one in 4 million survived the second one. Hmm. So I was digging up every herb. You know, I'm herbed up. I'm herbs up. I'm trying everything to figure out how to cure everything. Since I lost my pops, I was on a mission. So I found out everything that heals the brain and all the brain foods, you know, walnuts. That's why they look like the brain. Mm-hmm. You know, apples, omega-3s, fish, it was just blueberries, all of those, ginkgo, all of those are good for the brain. So I told him. He was like, yo, man, I love you, man. Thanks, man. I was telling him all the herbs he needed to get. I said, first, you got to get your spirit right. You got to repent with the Most High for whatever you did, why he judged you like that. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't kill you, so that's a beautiful thing. There's still mercy on you. You know, you got to repent to the Lord, beg him for mercy, more mercy, and just, you know, make sure you get the herbs and pray over them and make sure that, because he's the healer. The Most High is the healer. He gave you a chance to still live, so he's going to be the one to heal you. But you got to put forth your effort, too. That's all I told him. He's like, yo, I love you, man. Yo, I needed to speak to my brother, man. That's all I needed, man. And I'm like, yo, I'm here, bro. And we was building. I said, look, I'm going to break my neck. I'm going to go to L.A. I'm going to bust my ass hard, even double time. This is 2011 when y'all saw me put out a video every month. Mm-hmm. I was on my shit. Every month I put out a video. Every month of that year. Two videos some months. I was working overtime. And I told him, I'm going to work overtime and I'm going to keep our buzz up. As soon as you heal up, I don't know how long it's going to take, a year, whatever it is. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to get you on the next flight and you're going to come back out. But you just got to heal up first, because his doctor said, in his case, all it takes is a year for something, somebody like him, to heal up. But he got to do the right things. You know what I'm saying? And it's got to come from the Most High, number one, first and foremost. You got to make it right with him. And then, boom, the rest will fall in place. That's all I was, yo, I always wanted the best for my niggas, man. That's all I want, man. You should, come on, man. You should know that already. Like, mm-hmm. That's all I be wanting, bro. Just, I want to see us win, bro. We taking too many L's out here. Look at us right now. Yeah. Look what we dealing with right now. Yeah. Look at us right now. Yeah. Man, I'm losing brothers every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Every day. Three a day. No closure. They just throwing them in Pottersville in the ground. And wherever they just throw them at.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No funerals.
I don't want to see that. No funerals. You got trucks, freezer trucks by Utica, you know, rider trucks full of bodies. You got I seen body bags laying on the floor, but I saw that in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. Their dead bodies are laying in the street of the city spiritually known as Sodom and Egypt. Ain't this Sodom and Egypt? It's a Sodomite society, and it's Egypt. You got the pyramid on the back of your dollar. This is Sodom and Egypt, right? Spiritual Sodom and Egypt, right here. Okay, so the scriptures don't lie. I'm trying to make y'all understand that this is all coming from the Most High. Everything. You can't blame somebody for nothing like that. I don't know if somebody's in his ear. You know what I'm saying? Because his wife did tell me when he made us make peace. When I was in Florida, he's like, yo, since we going to get back moving forward, you know what I'm saying? I heard my girl was going at you on Facebook. And I was like, yeah. And I said, yo, I didn't even go back at her. All I said was, I'm just going to wait for my other wing to get up. But you got up and you started going at me. He's like, yeah, my bad, man. I wasn't in my right mind. He put her on the phone. She said, yeah, Baz, you know, there's some people that was in his head. She named them. She's like, them is the three people who kept putting his head to go at you. I was like, wow. Right? And then she said, yeah, I was also sitting right there when you, him, and Timbo was on the phone and the phone cut off. I was sitting right next to him. So I was like, yo, why are you saying you didn't know about Gravedigger? Because she even asked him. Even Marlon asked him. She told me. Okay? So I don't know why he's still running with this. He didn't know about Gravediggers. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? I see what you're doing. But it's not good, man. The judgment is not going to be good for that, bro.
Let me you ask know you the something. Truth. Baz, why nobody else spoke up for you in this situation?
Yo, doggy, man. You're one of my favorite dudes on the planet, man. That was my argument all this time. I screamed on everybody. Everybody. I said, y'all motherfuckers must don't love him. Everybody around him, y'all don't fucking love him. You know what? Because if y'all loved him, y'all would correct him. That the Most High is going to judge him for what he's doing. Y'all ain't correcting him. Y'all just surround him and see what y'all can get from him, right? Y'all don't really love him. Y'all don't really care. I said, I don't understand why nobody ain't speaking up. Everybody who knows the truth, why y'all ain't speaking up? Why I got people from 5,000, 10,000 miles away speaking up? Strangers are speaking up, bro. Because they met me in person and they're like, that's not bad. I'm not feeling that. Why niggas that grew up with us ain't speaking up? Why ain't nobody? That's the first thing I told Queen. Yo, where was my big brother? And this was the morning I came back from Wizard Crib. And they was going at me. I'm like, yo, where was my big brother?
You talking about Brain? He didn't want to get in the middle.
Yeah. He's like, yo, I ain't want to get in the middle of it, you know. I'm like, yo, you supposed to. You the big brother. You was there. You supposed to break that up, bro. You supposed to referee that, bro, when you see your little brothers. And you know what's crazy? I never even stepped in the ring, bro. Baz, why you do that? Come on, man. I ain't never wanted to go at my brothers, man. I'm not into that business, bro. I'm into building, not destroying. And if my help wasn't good enough, so be it, man. You might not have been worthy enough. And that's why the scripture says what it said, man. Give not to the sinner, man. Help not an ungodly man, man. Because he's going to give you back twice as wicked as you gave him righteous, man. And I say that to say this, man. I understand clearly what Rich Porter went through. You know what I'm saying? You give a nigga 14, Rich, he still shoots you.
Wow. Do you feel a little relieved right now that you get to finally speak about it? Because you've been holding your tongue. Yeah. How many years has it been?
Yeah, 10 years. How you going to go at me for 10 years? I ain't going to go at nobody for no 10 years, bro. Not all this shit going on.
Yeah.
All this shit going on, I got to help people, man. I got to help. You know what I'm saying? I got to hire help. So instead of helping sinners and ungodly niggas on the earth, I'm helping the Most High seal his elect so he can send his son and get us the fuck out of here. Swing real sweet chariot.
Let me ask you something. You said you walked away because something wasn't resonating in your spirit with the music business. What, you know, a lot of people talk about the music business is evil. It's a lot of occultist stuff. It's a lot of wicked stuff going on in the business. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I didn't go that far to see all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did see was all of the niggas that was in it trying to get in, they was just cutting each other throat. I just seen wickedness amongst to each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody trying to cut each other throat to get the number one spot and all that. That, I didn't resonate with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as all of that, going to them parties and all that, I never got to that level. But I see it from a distance, and I'm looking at it like, wow, the Most High, man, thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? He removed me from all of that shit before I even got to that. I didn't see all of that in the early 90s, 93, 94. I didn't see none of that. I wasn't really listening. I met RZA in like 93, 92, 93, the end of 90. I only was around Wu-Tang basically from when I did Diary. Was like October, November when they first album came. It was a demo. It was a white label, Protect Your Neck and METHOD, man. It was getting ready to come out as a white label and just start getting promoted. Bomb. And then we did Diary that same, like that October, the end of October, November. Boom. And then Wu-Tang album came out like the next day or a couple of days later. But I left. It was with Gravediggers. This is like October. No, September, August. When Gravediggers album released Party, I left about a month later. That record was number one on Hot 97. for 3 weeks. I left about right after that. Mm. Right after that. Because when I found out about business wasn't right, I was out. Me and River had a talk. We was good. It wasn't no problem. We was good. I'm going to go my way, man. I'm going to do what I got to do, man.
So when you,
and that's it.
So when you see...
All you got to do is ask RZA, man.
Yeah, ask RZA. He said, I might name ask this. RZA, ask RZA.
Yeah, ask anybody want to know what's going on? What? All right, when I got, all right, let me tell you this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at this. I don't really want to talk about that situation too much. Mm-hmm. But since we own it and I'm getting it off, I'm going to give it... Here you go. All that time he was going at me, right? Mm-hmm. You even checked him for me, doggy. Like, we didn't even, wasn't even tight like that, and you checked him. And niggas that grew up with us, they ain't checked him for me.
Yeah,
that's why I salute you,
though.
And that's why I get on the phone. I do it for anybody but you. I'm doing it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm calling them today, right now. But what did I do? I was in Detroit. How did I respond? I put out the fucking other wing at Motown. I did the video. I did that for RZA to push some positive energy in the air. Because I'm thinking the whole time, that's not my partner. He's hurting. He's hurting. Nobody, I gotta send good energy. I don't want to send bad energy. He's hurting. That's not my dude. I don't want to come back at him and go gun for gun with him. I don't want to do that. That's my brother. He's not in his right mind to go gun for gun with me anyway. I don't even want to do that, champ. You understand? And there ain't no bully shit. It's just I'm fucking, you know... Like, come on, bro. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So,
hold on.
Go ahead.
Right? So, after the phone call, me and my kids is crying. I couldn't even drive to Connecticut. I had to wait for my sister to come and watch the kids. I said, I got to go to the hospital. I went to the hospital. Lee Leak Lover, Bless, and fucking my cousin Freestyle. We went to the hospital. We got to the lobby, Bellevue. Trey Bag and Kurt, his big brothers, came downstairs. Right? It was like, yo, we leaving. It was like 12 midnight. Yo, we leaving and shit. We only got two passes. Only two of y'all could go up. I said, yo, Leaky, you coming with me? Me and Leak Lover went upstairs. When I got upstairs to the fucking, I think it was the 10th floor, that's ICU, his wife, Shimmy, collapsed on me. Yo, guys, yo, please. I said, please, let me go in there and see my brother, yo. And I just went in there. I went in there, me and Leaky. I looked at him. He had tubes. He was asleep. I said to him, I said, yo, RZA, man, you're my other wing, man. I don't want to do this without you, man. I said, when two or three are gathered in his name, he's also here. I said, your house shot standing with us, too. Leak Lover's right there. You know what he did? He started shaking the bed. Mm. His girl, his sister, oh, shit, yo, Baz got him coming out the coma. He got him moving. He wasn't moving until he heard me, man. Yo, man. Yo, man. My brother cried, man. He let a tear out his left eye, man. I wiped that tear. And I looked it, man. I said, I'm going to go get help, man. And I was crying, and I left, man. I got in the car. We went to RZA crib, man. 3-hour drive, bro. I got there like 3 in the morning, bro. I rang the bell. Some other dudes answered the door. I forgot his name, but I remember him from way back. I see him in 20 years. This Tanner B video. So RZA came down, Fuquan, RZA came down. He's like, yo, he saw the look on my face, the tears in my eyes. He's like, yo, you good? I was like, yo, I just left the hospital. I just left RZA. He in a coma. He had an aneurysm. He's like, what? Yo. I said, yeah, man, he had an aneurysm at work. He was at work today, and he had an aneurysm. He's like, yo, damn. I said, yo, I just need you to put the album out. We finished it. I need you to put it out so I can help his family, man. I need you to put it out so I can help his family. He's like, no, I got you. He didn't even ask to hear the album. He said, I'll get Divine right on it. I said, but just wait until my other wing get up, because right now I don't know if he's going to get up or not. I'm fucked up. He's like, no, I got you. I got it. I got you. You know, we didn't even record until like 8 in the morning that next day. We just chilled there, sitting there in a twilight zone. Said, like, yo, let's go down to the studio, man, and throw these beats on. He threw some beats on. Yo, I said, yo, he seen Freestyle? He didn't see Freestyle, so she played my demo, probably. Or a couple of times in Paris after that. But I was like, yo, you know, there's no way I can really pay him back. But could you let him get on the Grave Diggers with us? Freestyle is on the Grave Diggers song with me. And if you hear my verse, I'm breaking up Dog Angels on the verse. You see? So it's like the next day I went home, and I was like, yeah, I kept calling. And then it's like, yo, I can't, there's nobody picking up the phones no more. It's just like everybody just flipped. I don't know what they did. They just quit. And I was like, what's going on? Because Razor was still in a coma. Nobody couldn't, he couldn't pick up the phone, but his brother, Kareem, nobody's picking up their phones now. And I need to update, is my brother okay? So I started worrying, thinking that something went wrong. And they ain't answering me because it's too crazy. Nobody was answering. Finally, I get Kareem on the phone. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Nah, yo, everything is good. It's all good. Yo, they blaming you. What? How they blaming me? Yo, man, I don't know, man. Niggas is just talking a lot. I can't. I'm like, I don't even want to hear that, man. I don't even want to hear that. How is that? Where is this coming from? So when you go back to the whole thing, what did I do wrong? It's only one thing I did wrong, bro. Because you can never find nothing else I did wrong. I told you I'm going to help my dudes. I was on a mission, man. And the first song I did when I got with my man, make it or die trying. Either I'm going to make it or I'm going to die trying. I took that outstanding Gap Band from my uncle and I recorded over that. Mm. And then when I got the plea, I had him re-record the beat for me. And Take Your Time. Those are the records I was doing because I was on a mission. And I told her I made a vow to the project. I'm going to make it or I'm going to die trying. Way before 50 Cent. Go listen to the autobiography verse on Razor's song that I did. I said the first song recorded was Make It or Die Trying in 91, way before Get Rich or Die Trying. I know what I said. 50 know what I said. It's facts. Mm. Right up, no, it's facts. I ain't going at them. I'm just speaking facts. I don't live my career off of slandering and publicity stunting. And I'm working, bro. Google me, bro. I got the DVD coming out right now, The Prophet Sees. I'm not slandering people in that. I'm trying to edify the children of Israel. We need help out here, bro. We dying by the... I don't even know if I need to say it. Look around, bro. This is crazy what we deal. And I told you on the last interview that I did with you, brother, this was coming. I didn't exactly say COVID-19. You didn't even have that conversation yet.
Word.
And I got goosebumps too. Because I've been saying this from day one. You like, yo, you know that Bible.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you know. And the first interview I did, I said it too. Mm. And then we were talking about the crack babies and more hip-hop and stuff. But the second and the last one I did, we was going in on the chip. And the prophecies and martial law and everything. And then you see all of the troops coming to America. And then you like that fucking, you go back to that interview. And I was saying all of that, bro.
Yeah.
I was saying all of that. See, that's what I studied. That's what I use my time to do. Build. And try to edify. And try to put out righteous energy. But then every now and then, here come this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, the greatest revolutionary that ever walked the earth. Y'all call him Jesus. His name's Yahweh Shah. Yo, you think they loved him? Look what they did to him. They fucked him up. Yeah. The servant is no greater than his master. So I'm going to go through the same thing. That means he's the number one proof that when you got haters, you're doing something right. When they hate your guts, you're doing something right. They hated his guts. They ripped him to pieces, beat him up, killed him. What was he doing wrong? All he was doing was helping. That's it. I clearly understand what he went through. I get it. But it's just in this time right now. And it's like, damn, like, I read the stories, I understand it, but to go through it, it's crazy. It's crazy.
A lot of stuff, especially
for brothers you love, you know what I'm saying? And you really want to see the best for them, you know what I'm saying?
It's always them, though. It's always them.
That shit is sad, bro. It's sad.
It's always them.
It's sad.
Let me ask you something. What's up? This is Doggy Diamonds. Okay, so we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. Now that so many of us are stuck at home, it's only a matter of time before you run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. So for this whole week, I've been using ExpressVPN to binge watch Doctor Who UK on Netflix. It's simple to do. I just fire up ExpressVPN app, change my location to the UK, refresh Netflix, and that's it. See, ExpressVPN hides your IP address and lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. So just think about all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love anime? Use ExpressVPN to access Japanese Netflix and be spirited away. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works on any streaming service, Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD no problem. ExpressVPN is also compatible with all your devices, phone, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So you can watch it where you want, on your personal device or on the big screen. If you use my special link right now, expressvpn.com/DD101, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/DD101. Again, ExpressVPN.com/DD101. Yo, binge on. Some of the things that's going on right now, you did the last one of the last interview. You was like, yo, is stuff about to come down the pipeline? And also we seen the Millennium 2000. We watched that in 93. We watched a lot of them. We knew about the RFID chip. We knew about a lot of the stuff that was gonna happen. Do you know anything about this adrenochrome thing?
Say that again.
Adrenochrome, how they so called taking the fluid from the children, like doing wicked stuff to the children, and then you know anything about that?
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something else. They doing transhumanism. they download your conscience. And put it in another person's body when you die. They trying to be the most high. That's their synthetic way of reincarnation. It's deep. Like David Rockefeller passed away, they downloaded his conscience. Google it. They downloaded his conscience. So somebody in that family is walking around with his same idea of the New World Order. What this whole thing is about. It's the New World Order. They chip everybody and put them in slavery and control their vital signs and control everything. It's in the scriptures, Revelation 13, and that's the new money. That money is about to go digital. And listen, what's happening right now is 5G, okay? Mm-hmm. It's an artificial intelligence society coming in, okay? All of these cars that drive themselves, all of these trucks that drive themselves, all of these robots the military is practicing with, dogs, iRobots, right? All of that, and the RFID chip, which is the new money. All of that operates off of 5G. And matter of fact, I'm thinking, you know, I'm not ignorant to Satan's devices, but I'm thinking these murder hornets, I think those are insect drones with facial recognition, artificial intelligence working off of 5G also. Because all of a sudden here comes some murder drones. Yeah, I mean murder hornets. And if you look at them, they don't look like real life things. They look like robots, man. If you really, really look at them hornets, they don't look human. I mean, they don't look like they got regular life in them. They look like, you know, the eyes look like cameras. They look a little loose.
Yeah, they don't look like
insects. No, it's just insect drones. It's really, and I seen a movie. It was an old movie, like in London, and this dude, they was chasing this dude. I think he was a CIA agent, and he flipped it on him, and it was a whistleblower, and then he cut out. And they was chasing him, right? I seen he's chasing him through the woods. You know, they said insect flies, insect beetles, beavers. It was, you know, they got insect monkeys on Serengeti. They put the insect on the drone monkey. They put him amongst the monkeys, and they just look at him for a little while, like, what the hell is this? But then they learned to like him, but then the shit fell apart. It just conked out. I seen a clip. I was like, they've been had drone monkeys, drone animals, rodents, all of that. So I think it's hornets, man. It's drones, man. And they operating off of 5G. What up? Oh, what up, boy? How you? I'm going to do an interview. I'm going to come outside. Yeah, and they doing a drone, I posted it this morning that one of the hornets killed a mouse. They said that if you got on the bee suit, the stinger could go through your suit.
Wow.
Ain't nothing to stop it. That's not normal, B. That's not normal. These are drones. This is artificial intelligence, and it all operates under 5G. And that's why you see all these 5G towers everywhere, because the RFID chip, which is the money that's going to go digital, operates off of 5 and better. They even got 7G already.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why everybody's dropping right now, because they're putting up these towers. And what it is the fucking radiation poisoning your cells, and they calling it corona. Mm. But, you know, I already looked up how to get rid of it. Baking soda, man. I need baking soda. That's it, man.
You said bacon soda?
That's why crackheads can lift a car with two fingers high as shit. It's baking soda, man. You know what I'm talking about, Tony. You was in Brooklyn, man.
Yo,
you were pushing Brooklyn, dude.
Yo, crackheads live forever,
too. Yo, not crackheads. You push ups upside down with one finger.
Yo, crackheads live forever, too, man.
It was superheroes. It was the bacon soda, man. Straight up.
Holy
shit. So you boil some water. You know what I'm saying? You boil some water and get the bacon soda. Actually, you boil the water. Take a teaspoon of bacon soda. Put it in a cup. Get some lemons with seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And chop it up. Put that in the cup with the baking soda. And then add the water. Mm-hmm. And then let it cool, simmer down to the tolerance level. You could take it.
Mm-hmm.
And eat the lemon. Eat the seeds. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Vitamin B17 is the cure for cancer.
Wow.
You know that? You know where the vitamin B17 is at?
Where?
In the seeds of the fruits. Mm-hmm. That's why you always spit out the the seeds are nasty and not good for you.
Now,
that was
the
first thing.
Seeds.
Now,
I eat the watermelon seeds.
Yeah, I eat them. Now, they don't got no seeds.
Yeah.
Ain't no more seeds. That's the cure for the cancer, man. It's big business, man. You know that. It's Farmageddon, man.
So that's why they got rid of the seeds, because the seeds cure cancer.
That's right. That's right. That's vitamin B17. Apricot seeds. You know, when you get an apple, what's that? The green one
avocado.
With the big seed in the middle?
Avocado.
That seed? That's the number one B17, the best, the strongest one right there.
Mm.
You eat the avocado, and then you chop up that seed and eat that?
Mm.
Trust me.
Crazy. But you know they don't want you seeing stuff
like that.
In there.
Like if some turmeric, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, if I was to title this video that, they would take this video down. They would like, yo, you
can't. It's done. It's done. Yeah, they got a campaign going around. If you got to watch how you title stuff. You got to give it off. You got to throw it off. You already know.
We ahead of them.
You already know.
We programmed the computers.
Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah.
He even said he's taking down videos that's anti- corona. Mm. Anti-vaccine. He's taking those down. Well, I posted a video last night of a dude in London in the hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was in front of the hospital in England, and he's like, yo, people in there, they're giving them the vaccine, and they dropping dead on the spot.
Mm.
You know what's in that vaccine? That's when the numbers are going to really go crazy out here. I mean, you just got to Google the Georgia Guidestones, man.
You said the what?
That's the Ten Commandments of the Illuminati. Georgia Guidestones.
Georgia Guidestones.
It's like a list of 10. It's like the Ten Commandments of the Illuminati. The first commandment, maintain humanity under 500 million people. There's 7.5 billion people on the earth. They got to get rid of 7 billion people. How do you think they're going to do it?
Damn.
It's already started. That's where this is the beginning of. This is the beginning of sorrows, man. If the Most High is not with you, you're not going to make it. So my advice to Hellraiser, my little brother who ain't in his right spirit, yo, bro, man, repent, man. I just, one word, man, repent, man. Because this is the Most High ain't playing right now, man. You don't even want to piss him off, though. You don't want
to
piss him off.
If he had to
right
repent
now.
Right now, where would he start? Like, so if you had to speak to him right now, you wanted him
I couldn't answer that because,
okay.
I mean, I can only answer for what he's doing to me.
Got
you understand?
You.
Because I wasn't there. Remember, I left. I was only around Wu-Tang until that, like, not even a whole year of working. The Diary Madman, Diary came out in 94 as a white label. Boom. The album, the single came out in 94 in April. Then the album came out in August, right?
Mm-hmm.
After that, it got, that's when the business was funny. So I did what any man would do. I left,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go do what I got to do. So I was not around all of them 13 years before Thug Angels, because it was 13 years from when I left to when he came back, 05, and we started with the Thug Angels shit, okay? I wasn't there for all of those years, but I was hearing all kinds of weird, wicked shit was going on. Trust me. And, wow.
When you say so weird, like you know, weird and wicked, on whose part, though? Like if you could give us a little
insight. I mean, everything in the business was going wicked.
Okay.
And then I was hearing, you know, I was hearing stuff about niggas stealing money, niggas doing all kinds of wicked shit. Like, it was just niggas using drugs. It was just turning people into something else. Mm-hmm. That business was turning, it was actually probably bringing out who you really was, and you had a platform and access to all that shit. And it looked it cool, and you was feeling good at the time, but it ain't do no good for nobody, bro. Mm. So, you know, I was hearing shit, because I always had, you know, I was checking in, like, yo, how my niggas is doing? Because I ain't hear from nobody. Nobody was calling me back, yo, Baz, we got this project we doing, yo, you gonna get a verse on it, or, yo, we doing this tour, yo, here, get on this tour with us, or, I wasn't getting nothing, no favors returned, but I wasn't mad. I'm not here complaining. Mm. I was just happy that my niggas was not in Red Hook bagging up and blowing up guns. That's all I cared about. I didn't want them to go that route. That's why I was always building with the young brothers, man. I didn't want them to go that route. I wanted better for them, and I saw greater for them. You know what I'm saying? Whether they saw it in themselves or not, I made sure that they seen it. You know, and I provided a platform for them to see and manifest it. That's why when me and Priest was doing our album, I had Razor with me. He had Prodigal Son with him, because they was there when I got there. They wasn't in no Red Hook. They came to Red Hook with me after Diary was already out. They was coming to Red Hook with me. I got pictures of them at my family event. Priest and Prodigal. They was with me all the time. After Diary was out, we was up and running. There's a lot of, you know, it's just a lot of bad energy out there.
Hold up, so you agree with Killer Priest?
I don't deserve that. Yes, Killer Priest will tell you. Wow. I'm going to tell you how it went. When I did Diary of a Madman, I went downtown. Remember Super B Street?
Yes, yes, yes.
I went to Super B, yep, downtown near the mall. I went to Super B Street to buy the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers album. It just had really just dropped. So I went down there to get it, and Priest and Dreddy Krueger, they was down there in the store. I was like, oh, shit, what y'all doing here? He's like, yeah, we just was buying a Wu-Tang. I was like, yep, I'm coming to get mine. I went and got it. We came upstairs. I was like, yo, I did this shit. Wait, what is it in them? You got to hear this shit. Because right then and there, me and Priest already became partners. Mm. We was the Disciples of Armageddon, DOA. We was a two-man group. So I was like, yo, you got to get on this shit. So this is what happened. I played it, nigga lost it. Brought him to the studio that night. I brought him and Dreddy to Red Hook with me, because they was like, yo, fuck it, we just gonna hang with you till it's going to studio time. We went to Red Hook, boom, went to my crib real quick, came out, hung out, drunk a few 40s, and then we went to the studio, Firehouse. And Prince Paul was there. Wow. He was like, he said, yo, everybody want to sign you know that? I was like, nah. He's like, what's they ain't tell you yet? And I was like, nah. He said, alright, I'll let him tell you. He's like, yo, everybody, Warner. He said, yo, Madonna even want to sign you. Warner Brothers, Higher Records. I was like, wow. He's like, I'm going to let RZA tell you, though. He said, we played it for niggas, everybody wants you. Mm. Right? So now, I brought Priest in there. I was like, yo, let Priest get on this. So everybody was with it. RZA didn't come yet, because he left, and he had to come back. Grave Diggers had to go do an interview. So when he got back, he heard Priest on it. Priest went second after me. Nah, because the night that I did it, when I got to the studio the first night, when I did the song, they shut the session down after I laid that verse, and they went home to write. Mm. Everybody took the instrumental and my verse, so they didn't record it right then and there that same night. Mm. So when I brought Peach in, it was before they recorded, the next day. Mm. They didn't record their verse. So Peach got on it, but RZA was like, nah, he can't be on it. Mm. I didn't understand it at the time, but I get it now. He was like, nah, he can't be on it. So we had a vote, and we all agreed that Priest be on it. RZA was like, all right, I got to go second, though. I got to go after the guard.
So RZA didn't want Priest on Diary of a Madman.
No, wow. But I'm going to tell you why. It wasn't that he was whack. It ain't got nothing to do with Priest's ability. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. It was because he was already signed to GZA Entertainment.
Oh.
I understood it after I seen what was really going on. Because remember, it was just the beginning for me. So I didn't look, I didn't know that I was like making it look like, I was, he was already signed and had a launch idea already, I guess, with GZA. Gotcha. Or coming out on his album. I was coming through RZA. RZA was signing me. GZA already signed Priest. When I got there, Priest was already signed. So RZA, I was his artist coming through him. So me and Priest became partners, because when we was freestyling, we was like fucking twin brothers. Like, what the hell? We got to do a project.
Yeah.
Bomb. So I'm thinking, let me get my nigga on this project. He's incredible. I know he's going to get on it. He's going to do, he gonna do a dope verse. But it was a business conflict. I didn't know. That's what it was.
So,
but then I guess, you know, GZA and them and RZA must have spoke about it, like, all right, we're going to set up. Because RZA was like, yo, I want to get you on this Grave Digger shit to set up your fan base. So when we do your album, boom, you got a fan base already. So I was thinking the same thing about Killer Priest. But I didn't know that they had a plan for him already. Gotcha. I didn't know that.
Got you.
That's all it was. It wasn't no disrespect or no funny shit. It was just me not knowing and trying to help. Just helping.
So let me ask you a question. Well, Killer Priest, memos of Killer Priest. You owe me an interview, bro. So it is what it is. I'm gonna have a Killer Priest interview. Priest, you owe me that. We have to everything. Yeah. So the next thing, Jay Electronica dropped the album with Jay-Z recently. And people always say he sound like Killer Priest. Does he sound like Killer Priest?
And look like him too. He looked like him to me too.
Wow.
You did an interview. You was like one of the first ones. I watched that interview when you put it out way back. Mm-hmm. He was on the terrace in Miami somewhere, I think, Florida.
No, that was actually a live stream of him. And I didn't do the interview. That was just him on a live stream. And he was talking. So, yeah, because he used to do like live streams and you never see it again. So I was like, oh, no. This got to go to the world. This got to go to the world.
Right, because I seen that. But I seen it when you put it up, though.
I'm the only one who have it.
Right, so I thought it was something you, you know what I'm saying, did. You just was looking out and alley-ooping it so we could see it. Yeah. But, yeah, when I seen it, it was on, I think, Forbes. It was the green. I think Forbes DVD.
It was actually a Doggy Diamonds TV. That was like one of my early.
It was one of the TVs, right?
Yep.
So boom, seeing it, I was like, yo, this dude reminded me of Priest.
Yeah.
But then I heard like people was telling me like, yo, he said something in one of his I think blogs or talks. He was saying something about like when he used to be in New Orleans, he used to be banging Sons of Man, and he fucked with niggas. So. I kind of seen the similarities in his vocals in the beginning when he first came out with us. I think it was one song he came out with, and it just reminded me of Priest a little bit. I don't know. It just reminded me, but I didn't run around saying he sounded like Priest and all that. It just I seen when people said it, I seen where they were seeing it from.
Got you. Did you hear the Jay-Z and?
I like him. I think it's cool, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know him. You know what I'm saying? Personally, I don't really know his background. I don't know all his music. I didn't even hear the album with him and Jay.
Okay.
But I heard he was talking about the synagogue of Satan and all the stuff we be talking about.
Oh,
so
no, he was dropping.
I'm like, hey. Yeah, I'm like, yo, listen. That's what the knowledge is for. Ain't nothing new under the sun. We bumped into the knowledge. We got to share it and let everybody else bump into it, too.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's not holding it to yourself and trying to get rich off of it. No, you don't make merchandise of the Lord's word. You buy the truth and sell it not. You give it out for free. Mm. That's why I be on Facebook giving it out for free.
Yeah, you know that.
That's it. You don't even see me promoting videos. Yeah. You know, I'll just promote like one of your fourth album is coming out, the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? I throw up my snippet of the my trailer of the Prophet Cheese DVD coming soon. I throw up, you know what I'm saying, the gold bars, the cassette that I wanted to make for my brothers in jail, because they say, yo, we ain't got no more CDs in here. We need a cassette. So I say, yo, I'm going to put all of the classics on there and give y'all that, see how it go. Then I'm going to do a real cassette, a new one. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding that new music. I'm hiding. I got to hide it. Niggas be scaling, as you know this game. You got to be quiet and just, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my main responsibility all this time is to just feed, man. Feed, he said, feed my lambs, man. That's what I'm doing, man, because I'm trying to make it myself. Don't think I'm doing it only for y'all. I'm doing it for myself to save my own soul, too. He said, if the watcher sees the wolf coming and he bloweth not his trumpet to warn them, then if they die, that blood is on your hands. He's going to require their blood on your hands. You gotta pay for their blood because you didn't warn them. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I it's more things to be building about out here than to just be coming at me, bro.
Yeah.
Attacking me, bro.
I want to
say 10 years. Come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, bro. I ain't even giving you a reason to come. Keep coming. I ain't even attacking. But when you know, when I saw the diss songs and then his son dissing me and all of that, I had to defend myself real quick. That's why I did the song with Nine. You know what I'm saying? Nine. I did that verse for these dudes in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it would happen to be a Nine album. It was remixing. So when I wrote, I did that verse off the top because I was just tired of just like sitting there looking like a sucker. This nigga keep dissing me, doing songs, his son, and then talking shit about Baz. And I'm like, yo, damn, this is serious now. So I had to do a verse real quick and did it in a hip hop way. But then I heard an interview. You know what I'm saying, on some barbershop show interview, and the guy saying the interviewer is riding with it, putting words in his mouth. Like, yeah, I heard that song with Nine, and he was taking shots at RZA, and RZA's like, yeah, see? That's why I had to bring it out in the DVD. Yo, listen to the verse, man. Everybody listen to the verse with Baz and Nine featuring Baz. Tell me where I shot at RZA. I ain't never had to shoot at RZA on that song. He had nothing to do with it. That was personal, me and RZA, because he kept shooting at me. And he was doing it online. He was doing it in interviews. He was doing it on songs. And I didn't deserve none of it because I did nothing wrong but help my little brother. That's it. I want the best for him. I always did. And that's it. I just hope he heal up and do what I told him. You got to start with the Most High. You got to heal your spirit first. Get your spirit right. And then you get your mind right. And then your physical will come back and be right, man. You ain't doing it, bro. You got a lot of negative energy, and you got to get rid of that, bro. You got to get rid of that, bro. You know I didn't do nothing to you, bro. You know that. You know what's funny, Doggy? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to end it with this. About that. How I'm the last person to find out he had a problem with me, and I got to find out online. Why you couldn't call me like a man and mano y mano this, man? In the beginning, if this was the case, bro. I never got a phone call. I never got a sit down. You know who was going to make us sit down in the same room? Klein. Klein. This is when we was doing the Klein Syndicate, where he's calling him. It's like everywhere I'm working, he's calling and calling, trying to poison shit. I don't get it. All you got to do is join us. We wanted to work. We wanted to get you down with the shit. I had music I wanted to put on there. I was still going to look out. This shit don't make sense, doggy. Like, my heart is pure. I sleep Gucci at night, bro. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about my judgment coming. Everything I put out is going to come back, and I'm good. I ain't worried about no corona. I ain't worried about none of this. Because if you do something wrong to the Lord, that's when you're in danger, and you should be scared of what's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All I put out is good energy, positive vibrations, help a lot of people, just, you know, try to bring them closer to the Most High. Because I know the times that we in, and I know that's the only solution that's going to, you know, get you to escape all of the dangers that we're facing. It's only one way out, man. It's the Most High. Going at Baz is not going to get you on a chariot. Going at Baz is not going to get you to escape corona. Going at Baz is not going to get you to escape martial law. Yo, man. Got to get right, man. Got to get right. And the people around me, If they ain't adding on and building with me like that, I don't want you around me. If you ain't trying to show me or encourage me how to get on one of these chariots and how to escape all this crazy shit that's happening, yo, we don't really need to be building right now, bro. You talking about destroying niggas and taking niggas down. I don't want to be around that energy. I've been gone with that. I don't want nothing to do with that. I'm 13 years into this book like I am. You know, I ain't got no time to be going at nobody. Going at Esau.
Yo, Baz, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, Baz? Because a lot of people as you seen and you know, attack me. A lot of people make videos and say stuff about me on Instagram. Y'all don't be responding, dudes, because I don't have no time for that. Yeah. My fight is bigger than that.
Doggy, I don't got no time for that. I got four daughters. I got to make sure. I can't raise them from no visiting room. Daddy, love you. Pick up the phone. Touch the glass.
Yeah.
I can't do. It's hard enough raising them and I'm with them.
In
their life. You know what I'm saying? So I got other shit to worry about. And then we got this corona shit. You know what I'm saying? We got these troops waiting. We got the White Panthers stirring up the race riots. My man just told me they killed the dude in Atlanta today.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, but they uploaded the video where this black dude was jogging, and the white dude and his son, well, they had a shotgun and a mag, and they blew his brains out, and they beat it. So today they put out the video, and it happens to be an assistant DA who was the gunman, a retired assistant DA. Who did the brain blowing out? So they beat it. So now the people are stirred up and mad. You know how? You know it's just injustice. But didn't I say that before? The justice system is his. The court only acquit him.
Let me tell you why me and you are so connected. I was just about to say. Could you say that line for me? I was just about to say that to you. Could you say the line? Why all of this is happening? You said this in Death Peter Penalty. I always tell people this is one of my favorite songs because it's so prophetic.
Yo, and I love you for that, Doggy. You told me that.
Yo.
People say that when they're in front of you, but you say that when I ain't around.
Yo, that's my favorite song. This is part of my workout. That's part of my workout routine.
Yeah,
so.
Man.
But
it's
say
an inspirational song.
Say the line.
The justice system is his. The court will only acquit him. And 85% of y'all are going to hell with him.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah,
and I could take it to the scriptures. That's Zechariah 11:5. Whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty.
Mm.
It's written, bro. Right. And I didn't even know that scripture when I did Death Beat Penalty. But it matches up. And look outside and look at all of these cases. It matches up. It's real life. That's all I'm trying to focus on. I'm just trying to prepare y'all for what we up against. And shine some light on how to survive it.
Mm.
And it's only one way. And I'm not here to go at my brothers. I could have been did 100 albums going at Razor. For what? For what? I love Razor, man. That was my little brother. Nobody gave me time to even mourn my partner, my brother. Everybody just stoned me, shot arrows at me, tried to pierce me. Just didn't even want to even hear. You know, a lot of people didn't even want to hear. They didn't even call me to check my side of the story or nothing. Mm. They just whined. I'm glad it happened like that because just showed me who's fucking with me, who's not. So that's why another reason I ain't respond. I just wanted to see who was going to step up in my defense because a real friend will defend you in your absence.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't seen none of them do that. So that just let me reevaluate my circle and just do what I do.
Mm.
That's it. I'm just working, bro.
Before we go, I just want to ask you one thing. Another prophetic book. I'm pretty sure you read it. Behold the Pale Horse. You read that book?
Oh, William Cooper.
Come on, man. Could you tell people that everything that he wrote?
That dude, he was an insider who left and blew the whistle, but he was on point.
With everything.
Everything. Everything. That's because it's a plan. It's a plandemic. That's the new word.
Yeah.
It's a plandemic. It's a plan, man. It's a plan behind the plan behind the plan. Why do you think, come on, why the troops came? Why did they bring a million troops? You saw them that day, like everywhere. Like niggas was like, yo, what the fuck? You saw the military everywhere. Where they at now?
Yeah.
Where they at? In the cut.
To jump off.
You need the chaos for them to come and bring the order. Mm. That's it. And the chaos is building up. I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna build up. And you're gonna see this real soon. Here we go again. It's gonna be like right now, the famine is coming next. It's famine. Mm. Okay? If you read Matthew 24:7, it tells you the list. Bing, 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 bing. Right? And the next thing on the list after the pestilence and the earthquakes. It's famine. It was famine, earthquakes, and famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. So the famine Don't forget that part. It said the wars, the rumors of war. You hear them beefing, China talking about going to war with America. Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, want to fucking shoot missiles on America. Those are rumors of war. But then again, you go to Iraq and you go to Afghanistan, you see wars. Syria, they're getting bombed, they're dropping bombs. There's wars and rumors of wars. Okay? Now, the pestilence is here. Corona. That's, pestilence means diseases. That's it. Now they got another second string of corona now. Get coming now with these hornets. No. Now.
And explain to them what famine is.
Go to the supermarkets. Yeah. Famine is hunger. A lack of food. A lack of bread. Okay? When you go to these shelves in the stores, even that's in the scriptures. It said the storehouses, the shelves shall be empty. It's in the Bible. It's in the Apocrypha. Okay? I can read these scriptures right. I can read them. So here's the thing. They just told all of the farmers in America to use all of their livestock. So they got to kill all of the cows, chickens, pigs, whatever it is. All of the food, they got to kill it. And all of the crops, they got to destroy it. Because it's poison and because of coronavirus.
Mm.
Now, let's go back. Let's do the spiritual dominoes effect, right? The farmers, all right, now, when you go to the shelves and they're empty, because I was in the store the other day, Friday, right? And I was telling the guy, I was like, I'm going to tell you why your shelves are empty. He said, talk to me, bro, because I always break it down to him. And he like, you ain't never lied. I said, nah, it's the book. I said, you know why it's empty? Because when you go to re-up, they empty. He said, yep. I said, and you know where they get it from? The truckers. They don't got nothing to bring them.
Mm.
I said, and you know where the truckers get it from? The docks. The docks ain't bringing nothing in to the trucks because they turn all of the ships around because everything is made in China. They turn it around.
Mm.
Okay? So now there's a fucking lack of food. That's why right now, when you go to the store, remember in the beginning, niggas was grabbing 3,000 rolls of toilet paper, 100 boxes of this. Now they rationed it out. You only could buy two of this per family, two pieces of meat, one thing of this, one. You know why? Because it's all, after the rationing, it comes the famine. There's not enough.
Mm.
There's not enough no more. It's emptying out now. Ain't nothing coming in to restock those shelves. So it's emptying out. We're at the beginning of the famine because they told, now when the ships wasn't coming in, when it was turning, yo, it was live. My man from LBC called me. My Mexican dude. He's like, yo, Bash, man, you right, man. Yo, that scripture's right in my face. He's like, yo, he work at the docks. He's like, yo. I said, yo, the truckers ain't going to have nothing to pick up. They just going to be sitting there. He's like, yo, he called me one day. He's like, yo, they sitting here. They turning around. They going home. They don't got no work.
Mm.
He said, all of the ships been turned around. They all lined up in the ocean turning around because everything is made in China. Yo, you right. And since this corona, they don't want none of that product. And this is the world ban. The whole world ban China's products. So a lot of people was going through the same thing. But now, they told when they turned around the ships, now you got the farmers. That's the last hope for us to eat. But we got to wait. Because when you till the land, you got to wait for it to grow and then pick it up. And then send it to the stores. So it's seasonal. But now, they told them to euthanize everything. So there's nothing coming in from the farms neither. So whatever's in the storehouses is it. Mm. And once that runs out, what's going to happen? That's this other scripture now. That's 2 Ezra 15 and 16. Then, no, 18. It says how a man shall have no pity on his neighbor and shall rifle his house with the sword and spoil all his goods.
Mm.
That's home invasion, man. That's when these masks and guns turn black, baby.
Mm.
For the lack of bread and the great tribulation. Niggas gonna be, when we hungry, we be thieving. I said it in the song. It's not, it's just facts. It's just facts. It's gonna be hungry. Niggas gonna be looking, smelling niggas' doors, smelling by your window. Yo, I'm going there, nigga. He got food in it. It's gonna get like that.
Damn.
It's going to get like that. They ain't going to have no pity. I grew up with Miss Johnson and, David Johnson and all. Fuck them niggas. I got to eat. I ain't eating 2 weeks. The Hunger Games. This is when your friend going to start looking like a hamburger in a prank. Cartoon shit. Bugs, what was that, Bugs Bunny?
I think, yeah, that was Bugs. I think that's Woody Woodpecker.
They fucked me up for that when I was a kid. I've never forgot that.
Yeah,
and here it is. Here it is. That's about to be reality out here.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like, I'm more into, you know what I'm saying, trying to build and figure all of that out and let y'all know what's coming. Mm-hmm. And my brothers alongside me are supposed to be doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We signed up for this.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, bro? What's really going on, bro? Come on, man. Help your children of Israel, man. Bring some people to the Lord, man. A man shall be known by his fruit, man. A tree shall be known by his fruit, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to help the Lord right now because I helped everybody and they gave me their ass for kids. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm not starving. I'm still going. I'm still working. I can survive without niggas because I already know what I got to do. And I'm pure, and there's a lot of niggas who love me to death all over the planet because I did great work, beautiful, professional, righteous work with them, and they just love me. Like, yo, I'll do anything for you, my nigga. Like, you got fans that turn CEO, fans that turn beat maker. Yo, I want to pay you for a collab. I just want to hear Baz on my album, on my beats. I'll pay you. Like, it just turned, yo, you're a great dude. Every time I go to Europe, these niggas is telling me, yo, right after you left, RZA came and did a show. I told RZA, yo, Baz was just here, son. That nigga is crazy. He's like, yo, the God is crazy, right? Yo, love of God. It's always love, even though I don't see my brothers. I said, I love my brothers, man. I'm grateful for what he did for me. It didn't go right. It's cool. We still come together every now and then when he got something he needed me to do. I'm there. It's my brother, regardless. He's like my pops in the game. He gave me fucking life in the hip hop. You think I'm a? It said, honor thy father and mother, man. He's like my hip hop pops, and you know the elders and apostles is like my spiritual pops.
Mm.
And then you got your physical moms and pops. I'm not gonna diss none of that. And their days will be longer on the earth. I'm grateful for what RZA did. I'm super grateful for what my cousin Freestyle did when he played that demo. That's why I took him everywhere with me like he said I would. Because he know I trust him and he trusts me. I love him. He know my heart. He know I'm going to do the same thing he's going to do. I would have played his demo if I got turned down.
So for the...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
no.
Like,
$1 billion. So for
it's just
people,
about being righteous and pure, man. That's it, man.
So
that's
for
the only thing that's going to get...
So for the people who haven't heard from you in a while, probably wonder where you at, they might be under a rock. Where could they follow you, see you, and stay in contact with you right now on social media?
Because I'm just getting involved with the Instagram thing. I just did it in the summer when I was going to Europe. Mm-hmm. My man Biko, DJ Biko, I like Rico. My man from Switzerland and shit, my Swiss DJ, mm-hmm. he convinced me, like, yo, you need to get on there. Everybody looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram, Shabazz the Disciple, mm-hmm. 1 on Instagram, and Twitter, Shabazz Disciple,
mm-hmm.
without the, because it wasn't enough characters. I mean, it was too many characters,
mm-hmm.
on Twitter. Shabazz the Disciple on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
David Collins on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a new website for the DVD, and it's still being put together. The mm-hmm. Prophet Seeds. Like, the prophecies mm-hmm. that's happening out here,
mm-hmm.
I just said the Prophet Seeds, but I just, you know, gave it another meaning real quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the Prophet is the one with the eyes, with the salve in his eyes, who can see it all coming before it happened and mm-hmm. warn y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yo, check this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to also, you know, because I know y'all like, yo, what happened to the Client Syndicate? We still working. Just
okay.
gotta get. It's just quiet shopping time. You gotta. It's processes. It's
gotcha.
A filming time where you're gonna see us out there. Then it's quiet time. So you got free productions. That's client shit. So you could go in there and find updates on the Client Syndicate. PREE Productions, and then he's the BK Don also. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother, man. He's trying to help him. You know what I'm saying? Changing his life. And I'm there to help. You know what I'm saying? I give it my all. Because when I was in that transitional moment to want to change and do something great, he brought me to the radio and believed in me. So I'm just returning the favor to Big Bro, man. That's it.
Got you. So, yeah, we going out with this one. Hopefully a lot of the fans and the people who wanted to know, now they get to hear your side, get to hear, you know.
Yeah, man. And it's like, you know, I could go on and on and on, but the bottom line is, and just repent, man, and get right with the Lord. You see what's going on out here, man. It's just serious. The Most High is laying everybody down, bro. He laying brothers down. They dropping, bro. You don't want to piss him off. And I'm one of his soldiers out here, 10 toes down, boots on the ground for the Lord right now. You don't want to go at me, bro, for nothing. You ain't got a real reason to be doing that. Get it? Get over that. Call me. Build me like a man, like a little brother, and let's build, bro. You know I was always right there waiting to build. But if you want to keep going with that, go ahead, man. Good luck. Wish you well. Do what you got to do, bro. I'm on a different mission. I'm trying to get on a chariot. I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to escape all these plagues and all this pestilence and all this death and destruction, man. I'm Psalms 91 in it, man.
Psalms 91. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I do need you to... You got to send me them scriptures so I know, because me and you built offline about that. So you said you had
them. Yeah, you know what's crazy? Uh-huh. I got them pulled up waiting for you on my computer right now. I'll give you it right now.
Okay, yeah, let me.
I already have the tabs up. Yeah, I had dope. The tabs up.
Dope. Yeah, I definitely right. need.
I you,
need
when I was waiting for you to call me back, uh-huh. I had the tabs. I had a couple of tabs up, but the, hold on. I got to re-sign on. All right, boom. The one you looking for is right here. It's Ecclesiastes. It's Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha. Mm-hmm. Right? It's chapter 26, verse 23. I'm going to read it for you.
Go ahead.
A wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man. Mm. But a godly woman is given to him that feareth the Lord. So if you got a wicked woman, yo, man, you need to check your spirit, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't got a lot of good choices out here, but I mean, if you just got a demon, a straight scorpion, you need to check your spirit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some women and sisters out there that are trying. We call them Aqua. That's sisters in the Hebrew. And they are trying, you know, like Sarah, you know what I'm saying, Rahab. You know, it's like Rahab was the harlot, you know what I'm saying? And the Most High was like, yo, the prostitute will make it before some of y'all wicked ass niggas. And she repented and she made it, you know what I'm saying? She was forgiven for her whoredom, you know what I'm saying? So it's just about repenting, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't do the unforgivable sins, you can make it. You can still make it. You just gotta start somewhere, bro. And somebody around you gotta encourage that. And that's why I don't understand who he got around him. I don't get it, man. It's not the right people, bro. It's not. Because he's off. His energy is off. That's not my little brother, man. That's why I don't got nothing else to really say to him, man.
Yeah.
I can't. He ain't going to hear it from me until my man show up, bro. When I hear my little brother, I know it when I hear my little brother. Because he ain't going to come at me like this, man. After all I did for him, man, and before and after and during, there's no way in the world I deserve this. You know what I'm saying? And he know that. Mano y mano, he knows that. He knows that. Personally, he knows that. He know everything I did. His family know that. Every time. When I ain't see him, they come into my uncle's funeral. I seen his family. You know what I'm saying? Red Hook when I be going out there. And I always ask, yo, how's he doing? And they, yo, he's all right. So, little personal stuff like that, he don't know about maybe, or maybe they did tell him. They know, man. They know. You know, I'm not the one you could point the fingers at. I'm not the Most High. I can't give nobody no aneurysm. I mean, I got a list of niggas that I would love to give that if I had that power. And you was not on that list, my brother. You wasn't on that list, man. You would have never been on that list. If I wanted something bad, put it like this, man, I'd have left you in Red Hook to die, man. Mm.
Yo, I don't even know what else to say to that. Yo, Shabazz, man, I'm going to thank you for taking this phone call. For doing this.
You already know.
Once again.
No, I respect you.
Yeah.
Man, I got goosebumps the whole time, man. I respect my spirit. And you've been like one of the main dudes through this whole process of this 10 years I've been going through this. You've been there with me, bro. And we even grow up together. It's some Brooklyn shit for real. Like,
you
like an OG looking at, like, nah, I ain't going through that. I don't want to see that COINTELPRO. I don't want to see that Willie Lynch. I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
not
never,
with you brothers that
I never
respect.
Liked it.
And we should have brought so much more to the table for everybody, wisdom-wise. You know what I'm saying?
I met y'all together.
Yeah,
I
man.
Never wanted to make a choice between y'all, but it was just like, I don't like what's happening.
Nobody ever asked your Bash how you feel about all of this. Nobody checked on that. Mm-hmm. Nobody checked on me to see how I felt losing my partner, my brother, bro. Nobody even gave me a time to mourn losing my brother, bro. They just start stoning and flying arrows, bro. But it's all right, though. I survived all of that. And I'm just banging out for the Lord because this shit don't help everybody like that no more. I'm helping the Lord. I'm trying to bring people to the Lord because Daniel 12:3 says, those who bring people, men to the Lord, those are the real stars. I ain't trying to get a star on a Hollywood floor. I'm trying to bring people to the Lord, man. That's the real stars.
It is what it is. So, yo, man, thank you. We got to handle that other business. I'm not going to say it on here, but the other interviews that you setting up for me, I will let them know once it's done. But, yeah, we going to get a lot of that stuff in there. So, yo, I thank you.
No doubt. You let me know because he's on deck. He's waiting by the phone.
Yep.
He'll pick up right away.
Yep. So we're going to make that happen.
I'm going to call him right after I finish and let him know I just finished mine and his is coming. So he'll get in the mindset of, just reflecting and just going back.
It is what it is. All right. So, yo, thank you. I'll build with you later on. Peace.
Thank you, man. Yep. Thank you, man. Peace.
All right. So, yeah, y'all, that was Shabazz the Disciple. One of my favorite MCs made a song that I absolutely love. So, I really, really play the song like every day. Deputy the Penalty. The video is so ill too. It's just, like I said, the song spoke to me when I first heard it. I heard the song a long time ago, maybe like 96 or something like that. And the song just stuck with me. And I just always play it. My man Trife, we love that. We love the song. We love the video, everything. So just knowing somebody who did something that I liked is always dope. And it is what it is. So this is Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, you subscribe to this on iTunes. If you're listening to this on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube. Hit the bell for all notifications when I upload new content. If you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you leave me a comment, a rating. If you listen to this on Spotify, make sure you subscribe. If you watching the playback or whatever the case may be, on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, thumbs up the video. I need all the support I could get, and I'm just trying to bring y'all good content. I got a lot of content to drop, but y'all gotta want it. I ain't just gonna force nothing on y'all. Y'all gotta want it. So it is what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. Till next time. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.